let me introduce myself. Let me introduce myself. Exploring space right here. Positivity giving you vibes right here. You need to run down, run. I'ma give you facts. Live a calm and down. I'ma holler back. I'm so zealous, so zealous. It's Papushka, baby.
Hello everybody, welcome yet to another episode of Sexplore with Papushka. I'm your host Papushka Baby, and I have the, you asked for them again. I just released an episode like 2-3 days ago and y'all were like, oh, bring them back, we love them, it's not a bender. So you'll say and I follow, my guests are back here. Please introduce yourselves, lovely beautiful human beings.
Hello, it's God, and this time it's G-O-D.
Okay, God.
No, not God. I'm not that basic.
Yeah, okay. No. God.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. It's just still G. So, welcome back. I'm also back here again due to high demand.
Okay. So, guys, we want to talk about deconstructing relationships. And my first question for you is, what do you think about relationships that we need to demystify or deconstruct or rearrange or reorganize?
I think for me, I think like people need to understand that as much as you are in a relationship, you love each other, whatever, you still individual persons, you still have individual things that you are into and the other person is not into, and just respect that perspective of each other, you know. Like, it don't feel like just because he's hanging out with his friends like he doesn't love you or like he's not into you. Just know that as much as you are together, there's still some things you can enjoy by yourself.
Yeah. So like, you two are different people at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that we make that mistake where sometimes we think we are one because you're dating, your movies are my movies, your friends are my friends.
Like we are dating, so I expect like we should be liking the same things. Mm. No, there are some things we might disagree upon because you met me when I'm an adult. I have another life. Like, I have friends. I have family. I have colleagues. I have things. So my life will not just revolve around you. I have also my other individual life that it might not be like something I'm comfortable even sharing with you, but also being involved or you being involved in. But I still have to continue because you can't stop me from talking to my family. You can't stop me from relating with my colleagues. You can't stop me from relating with friends. You already found me with. So you should also, because I don't expect you also not to just come and you don't have other friends, you're also depending on me.
Yeah, true.
I'm not going to be your social battery.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, what, where, who are your friends before you met me?
So I think at the end of the day, in as much you give someone time to miss you, have that your personal space. Like, don't choke me, you're always on my business. I have also other things to do. I need my free time. I also need my me time, because sometimes I just want to be alone. Is it me that, or sometimes some people just want to be alone and just enjoy your free space without no company? But now you're always there, you're always disturbing me. Now you make me even change to Uganda now. Uganda now, you're always there, my, and wearing clothes.
I agree with that, and that brings me to the point. My point is, if we are in a relationship, whether it's friendship, relationship, or even relationships with our family, we should be comfortable with silence.
Yeah.
Just because you're friends, we shouldn't be talking every day. Mm. Sometimes there's no content. And it's okay not to have content.
Yeah.
We don't have to be there, what did you eat? Mm. Do you have clothes? Oh, blah, 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 blah. No, comfort in the silence. We can talk after 2 days. When we have something to talk about, we will talk about it. But not, hi, how was your day? Fine, how are you?
Like,
good.
Like, for example, like today, I just text you. Like, I come out of nowhere and then I'm like, Pops, hi. Then you definitely give me a hi back.
Yes.
Then I don't have anything to follow back.
Yeah, like, because you're the one who texted
you,
me.
You'll be like, fine. So you definitely expect me that because I'm the one who texted you first,
you maybe have something to say.
I should be I am explaining like I'm supposed to be the one carrying the conversation.
Yes.
But I don't text you and then I expect you now to be the one carrying the conversation again.
Exactly. Did you want when you're texting me?
Yes.
Be intentional. Just say, hey, I was just thinking about you. I've missed you. I wanted to catch up. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm great. I'm in the house. I'm drinking. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
But then, hi. How are you? Fine. Good day. Okay. And I'm like,
then you spend the whole week without any message.
Yeah, I'm like, you just texting me to tell me good day. The fuck?
Because each of you are expecting the other to carry the conversation.
And then another thing that because we are dating, we need to be just always together and hang out.
No,
I can do my things with my friends. You can do your things with your friends.
I have my friends. Sometimes I can decide to go for a vacation with my friends.
A road trip.
A road trip with my friends. I'm having a me time with my other friends. Yeah. So, why would you feel like you need to be constantly in my life?
Mm.
Yeah, there should be this level of like, in as much as we are dating, we are together, but give me yourself. Don't choke me. Give me space to breathe.
Mm.
Yeah, because you can't just be like, you want to be out together, we're always seeing each other. We'll get even bored with each other.
Absolutely.
Very fast.
Mm.
So, don't you even have things to do with your life?
Mm.
Don't put all your... I think the challenge is some people put all their happiness in their partner.
Yeah.
So, I'm your source of joy, I'm your source of laughter, I'm your source of happiness, and your life depends on me. And that's very risky. And we do this with people we love, our friends sometimes, even our parents, our children.
Family, yeah.
I know of children whose parents are attached to them, and them going to university or them getting married now creates a void with the parent because now like, okay, now that you're gone, what should I be doing?
Mm.
And their mothers keep on calling and they're like, okay, what do I tell you now? Like we talked yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm also fine today. There's nothing to talk about because they made you their source of joy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's important to create your happiness independent of your partner and your loved ones.
And this is where it comes, like, just have things you also do with your life, like have things, like, if you work, have
things
work
you do with your life.
Yes, like,
have a hobby,
a hobby, have some skills you enjoy doing. If you don't have, try do something.
Read a book.
Work.
Jack off.
Yes.
Relieve the stress.
I meant to that.
Because sometimes you bring a lot of so much tension that I don't even know how to deal with. And then you expect me like to be, some people, it has become like, now you're dating, I'm your social battery. I'm hotspotting everything in your life. You're even draining me more.
Yeah, because I'm using so much energy to activate you.
Yes, because me, the way I've structured my life is like, there's a lot of things I do Monday to Friday. So there's a lot, sometimes I don't even expect to be meeting people.
Yeah.
And then you're there, you also want to be in that small space that I have. And then we don't have to be seeing each other daily.
Yeah.
Like, and talking, well, what, okay, at first when it's starting and you're getting to know each other, when it's still as thick as that yogurt, you know, that daima from where we come from, it's very thick that you can't even drink it with a straw, you have to scoop it with a spoon.
Yes.
Then it's enjoyable, but sometimes it gets like that water of the river.
Inyange.
It's brown when it rains. And then the inyange milk, I don't know if it's that thick or is that...
it's watery as they come.
So, you don't expect that we'll be talking every day, saying what? What will I be telling you? Yeah?
Like me, what I always do, like, in what I've always done is, like, even growing up, I was a very secluded, I kept things to myself.
Mm.
Growing up, I loved being alone, you know, it's no, and sometimes you tell it to people and they're like, oh, what's happened to you, who hurt you or whatever, but I'm like, nobody. I just love being with myself. I love entertaining myself. I love just the joy of knowing that it's me and nobody else is in my space, and I'm like enjoying myself. Like, so I'm like, you need to learn to be with yourself in order to be with somebody else, you know. Because before you can have someone else in your space, in your life, you need to know, you need to understand that sometimes they will not always be there. Sometimes you will have to carry on your life by yourself. So.
And then I think I'll add up to whatever he's saying, because I think being alone does not mean you're lonely.
Mm. Exactly.
There's
you can
so
be
much,
in a relationship and
lonely. You can be in a relationship and you're with... I can even with someone I'm dating in the same room, but I'm lonely.
Yeah.
But I can be alone in the same room, but I'm not lonely. I'm literally like enjoying my own company, and I just love whatever I'm having. So people should also just and I think you should understand that you need to also enjoy your alone time. Because it will get to a point that it's only about you. It's you at the end of the day, because some people might not be there available 24/7. So sometimes you just have to be comfortable with
your
being
space.
Alone and being yourself, your own company. But now people have got to a point like people think that being alone is being lonely.
So, it's a perception.
And
I know there are people who fear being alone. They're jumping from relationship to relationship.
Even it's not even a relationship. There's these people are like, I can't go out by myself. Like, I need to. My friends will.
I'm one of them.
But it's not even about going out. There are people who feel like they always to be around people. They constantly have to be around people.
I get you.
For them to feel like at least now, because when they are alone now, they can't like tolerate being alone.
They can't tolerate. Themselves. Yeah, they find themselves. They are boring. They find their own company boring.
Reality sets
in. And I don't think you can love someone if you can't tolerate being. Enjoying your own company.
Because if you don't love yourself,
yes.
How the hell are you gonna love somebody else?
Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen. Brother, preach.
Preach.
I think also it's important to define relationships for you, because relationships are not universal.
Yeah.
Even if we say we are dating, what does dating mean for you?
Mm.
What does it mean for me?
Yeah.
What are your needs? What are your expectations? What are your wants? And you find a lot of conflicts arises from misalignment. Dating for you is different from dating for me, because dating for you comes with expectations and wants. Maybe you expect that we'll be staying together.
Yeah.
You expect I'll be paying your bills. You expect 1, 2, 3. So it's important to have these definitions clear. You wanted to say something?
Like I wanted to say, like, people should just like know how to. How can I put it? The word has gone. So, dating, people should have honest communication. Like I said last time, understand what, because I usually tell people, like, what is fun to me might not be fun to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What you're comfortable with might not be comfortable. My perception of what relationships are might be different. But we need to have this conversation and have a middle ground.
Yes.
So that we know what we expect from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to start understanding that we are all influenced by a lot of different things. Maybe our background, environment where we have grown from, the relationship and experiences we've had before. So these always affect how we view things. So you might be like, your relationship might be the one you think like the movies. But for me, that is not like.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember, don't expect your love life to be like whatever you see in the movies. That is scripted.
Yeah.
Mm. Someone sat down, made a script, and it is edited.
Yeah.
They have repeated it several times, and then now you want your life to be that perfect. It's never that perfect.
Yeah, like I used to be, like a few years back, I was in a situationship. We were not dating, we were just living together. And I think, like, because we slept together and we've had known each other for a while, I think sometimes people try to act like they own you, know?
Mm.
Like, every time you are not in the house, they are like, where are you? Every time you come back late, they think you are with another person. So, like, we were living together, and every time, like, I was still in university back then, and every time I came back home late, he just thought, like, I was with some other people, you know? I was hooking up with somebody else. And honest to God, I was like at school.
Honest to yourself?
Yeah. I was at school, and and it got to a point I was like, you know what, this is not healthy for me. Like, I don't have to explain anything to you, you know, and you keep having those expectations on me, and I don't know anything. It's not going to work. So I had to leave. I had to remove myself, you know. So I'm like, you know, even if it's not, like, sometimes people are in situationships, you know, I don't have anywhere to stay. Okay, you can come stay at my place. But even people need to, like, understand that, okay, they need to have, like, those honest conversations you're talking about. You know, like, yes, you're staying here, but, okay, how are we going to live, you know?
How long? What are you bringing to the table?
Yeah. There's boundaries.
Exactly. Set boundaries, you know, like, you know, if I'm not home, like, don't act like you are my mother or my father, you know?
I agree. You brought about insecurities. What do you think causes insecurities in relationships?
I think it's also, one of them, I think, is lack of trust. And then also projecting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because sometimes we feel like things we've done before, so it comes back to haunt us, and we think the other person is also doing it to us.
And lack of confidence.
And lack of
confidence. Yeah, because you think we're not good enough. So
Because sometimes you are in your head.
Yes.
And you think someone is doing all this crazy stuff, and they are doing nothing.
Have you ever been the insecure partner?
Yeah, I think it's subjective. I think to some extent everyone gets insecure because there's always something we are always expecting and sometimes we don't get it. Also depends with perception and everything. So at the end of the day, at some point everyone has been insecure in whatever relationship because you always think maybe I think it's just a matter of we get in our own thoughts and in our own heads and we create issues that are not even existence. And it's just because we are projecting our fears, yes, onto the other person.
For me, I think it's not even about insecurities because for me, the one thing I face a lot is imposter syndrome. You know, because sometimes I like when you like have this, you are living in this good moment and you are having this very good opportunity. Sometimes I'm like, okay, do I really deserve this? Like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, it doesn't last long because as who I am, I'm like, I snap out of it very quickly. I'm like, for God's sake, just snap out of it and, you know, you deserve it. You have worked for it. But, you know, sometimes I'm like, I find myself in my thoughts, like depressing thoughts. I'm like, how do I navigate this? Like, do I really deserve this? You know, and, you know, stuff like that. I don't think it's more of insecurities because me growing up, I loved being different. I didn't like doing things other people were doing, you know. I'm like, if you're going this way, me, I'll go this way, you know. So I'm like, me, the imposter syndrome thing is the real deal for me. Like, sometimes I'm questioning myself, my worth. It doesn't last long, but even in those
small moments, it still gets to you.
Exactly.
I think mine is kind of like imposter syndrome, but for me, I understand that nothing is just good. Good just doesn't happen. So I always question myself when things are just too good. I know a big bad is loading, so I sit and I'm like, I got a promotion, things are doing great, I have money, something is coming up. So sometimes I even think it's an accident, so I start overthinking. I'm like, no, things can't just be good. It's too much good at the same time, something bad is gonna happen. And in my mind, I keep on processing what this bad could be and I keep on anticipating for that bad instead of just sitting and enjoying the good. It's like people. You find people that are too nice that it's a red flag. Like, why are you perfect? Like, you're too good. You're understanding. You're this and that. Why?
There's a friend of mine who told me they can never date someone who is extremely cute. Because they just know that this person, at the end of the day, people will be like chasing them. So it's an insecure part for because they're like, hey, this one is people will be after.
Oh, so they can't date me.
Yeah, so
you missed the joke.
So they're like, this is gonna be just too much energy and too much hustle because they can't keep up because they are extremely jealous. And I think everyone has their own, people have insecurities. It just depends what.
And I think like your friend, like, I think they are not confident. Like, they are like, okay, sometimes people find, like me, like you meet this gorgeous person and you're like, oh damn, perfect. And sometimes you get in your head and you're like, okay, maybe I don't deserve him, maybe someone will come along and convince them to leave me. And that's not good.
I think for me, I grew up a single child for a very long time and I was a mommy's boy. And as a mommy's boy, I kept on being praised for every small thing I did. Like, I tie my shoelace, like, oh, good boy. Oh, I do this. Oh, nice. Ooh. So growing up, feedback has been very important for me. I think I give a lot of feedback myself and I enjoy getting a lot of feedback. So my insecurities stem from not getting a positive comment because I believe not talking means you didn't like it. So for example, if I cooked and you didn't say this food was good, then it was bad. But some people are just not expressive.
Exactly.
And for me, relationship-wise, it affects my sex because if I have sex and you didn't comment, then it was horrible. That's how I interpret it. But there are some people who don't believe in feedback and don't think they should always be saying when things are oh my God, excuse me. They should. Some people don't just comment when things are good. So for me, it affects me because if you didn't say you enjoyed the sex or you liked it, I will automatically interpret you didn't and I'll go mute. So when you text me back like, hey, we should link up again, I really enjoyed last time, I'm like, it's 2 years later. You enjoyed last time 2 years later. What happened to saying it in the moment?
Yeah.
I think my biggest insecurity when it comes to relationship is for me, I don't know how to tell that someone really likes me.
Yeah.
And I'm always in the limbo, like, are they real or they're just saying it for the sake of it?
Mm.
So that I think I'm that person who always needs constant reassurance.
Mm.
And then you need to, like, really prove, like, you keep, you need
show
to
it, show display it, express
it, like, you're really, because I need that constant reassurance to know that you're really into me.
Mm.
Because I always doubt myself, like, do they really, or they're just saying it for the sake?
Mm. Yeah.
So me, I don't know how to tell that, like, this someone genuinely, they are into me.
Yeah.
Because
that's a genuine insecurity.
Insecurity.
Yeah.
So mine, if you don't keep up, I'm also, hey, like, eh. Mm.
So how do they show it? How do you expect them to confirm that they actually like you and they actually want you?
I think I need that constant reassurance of, you keep on saying it to me, you keep on reassuring me. Reassurance.
But then what's the line between desperation and reassurance?
That's now where the problem comes in.
Mm.
Because sometimes I also feel like when you come too much, I feel like you're desperate. But also, I don't know, so it's a thin line and it's hard to differentiate.
Like, how much is much?
Is much, and how much, like, are you overdoing? Because sometimes when you're overdoing it, it's also, I feel like, hey, where?
You're like, hey, this one now. Good morning, my prince of Zamunda.
You're smothering me.
Yes.
Me, I think of relationship-wise, like, I've told you guys I've never been in a relationship. I'm almost 26 and I've never had a long-term relationship. And I think it comes from, like, I grew up with this fear of losing people.
Mm.
When I love you, I love you for real. Like, if I fall in love with you, I'm like, there's no other kind of love I want to experience other than that. So, like, I think as a young child, I experienced a great loss and I grew up insecure about letting myself, giving my whole self to somebody else. Like, that shit scares me. Like, knowing that I'll be thinking of you day and night, everywhere. I'll be, like, constantly worried about you. Like, or, like, you know, just the being in love with you scares me. You know, and I think that's the reason why I've never been in a relationship, because I'm afraid to give my whole self. You know,
that's a very genuine like fear. And I hope you get a partner. I've never been in my relationship myself. I'm in my 50s.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you guys. How much of your upbringing do you think affects your relationship? What aspects of your upbringing do you think impacts how you love and how you get loved?
I think it's a lot, because upbringing really depends how you deal with attachment issues, how you, like, really see relationship. Because if your upbringing was, like, in let's take, for example, if you're brought up in a situation where your dad and your mom were not really getting along, the way you view relationships is gonna be definitely different. And that's why you find some people don't even really believe in relationships or in marriages or in love or something. Because the way they saw how the father or the parents were treating each other and growing up, and if there was abuse or something, it really, like, distracts and stops you from even, like, because you, that really influences you, and you have that insecurity because whatever you saw, we are really because I believe our personalities, characters are really influenced by the environment, people we grew around, where did you grow up in. It really affects who you become, because they really determine who you are and how you view things in the world.
Absolutely.
So once you are in abusive, like, maybe in a family setting where there was maybe a domestic abuse, either the father or the mother, you'll have a very different perspective about relationship from someone who grew up in a loving family, and how the mother was being treated or the father was being treated with love. We'll have different perspective of relationships and love and even marriages.
The way, like, the way you grew up, it's like a user manual on how you
user manual, that's a good word.
It's a user manual how you lead your adult life. Because for me, for example, like, I grew up in a very loving home. Like, my mom and my dad never argued in front of us. It's like, it reached a point, like, I was in, I think, until I finished my high school studies, I didn't know, like, my mom and dad were, like, had disagreements. Like, I remember I used to tell my classmates at school, like, my family is perfect, they never argued, and, like, they love each other so much that they never argue. But then I realized, in like after I finished high school and I was growing up, and I was okay, this is, they just didn't want to do it in front of us because they wanted to show us like a very good example. Like, and I think like you should never like show, argue in front of children, or you know, violence, show violence in front of children, because it affects them very, very, very bad. So yeah,
I think for me, I grew up in a very special arrangement. My parents, my dad was a widower when he met, when my parents had a, they call it conjoined family or whatever. So yeah, my mom had me, my dad had his children, and they met together and started a family. Now their love was pretty different from the traditional one, because each one of them had a separate life. Like, they loved each other. It was so obvious. Like, you never saw them argue or whatever. But my dad had his room. My mom had his room. They had their own room together as well. So that showed me that whatever you're talking about before of individuality in a relationship, like, they can, you know, my dad has a TV on his room. My mom has, you know, so they just had their own. They still share love. And me and my step-siblings, the house was such a way that you can just do whatever the fuck you want. Like me, I can wake up in the morning at 10 and go make tea and eggs. My sister can wake up and want Indomino noodles and make our noodles. So you see, it creates individuality and independence.
Yeah.
So when I went to college and I had roommates, them, they are brought up in a different setup of we eat together and we eat the same thing. But me, I was like, no, you eat what you want to eat when you want to eat it. Me, I would wake up in the morning and I feel like taking chapati. I'll go buy chapatis and eat. So they found that weird. They're like, you're very selfish. And I'm like, it's not selfishness. Like, if you wanted chapati, you could have bought. So why should I go and buy for you? You did not make that decision. And anytime I got potential partners, that could have been an issue whereby they perceive it as either selfishness, or you don't love me enough,
or you don't care,
or you don't care. But I'm like, you care about you first. I will always put me first. You should put you first. Why am I waking up at 10 and you woke up at 8 and made no tea? Me, I woke up at 10 and I want tea. I'll make my cup of tea and I will drink it, because you woke up before me and you did not think of making that tea. So the way you're saying it, it's a user manual to how we view life in general. But what do you think in terms of problem solving? Like, because not even problem solving, let's leave that for now. There's the idea of that's how I am, and sometimes it excuses a lot of our toxicity.
Do you know, this is also where I have problems, because I've met people, but like me personally, one thing I hate about people is like not keeping time. So we agree we are meeting at 10, and then you tell me You don't come at 10, you come 1 hour later, and then the excuse you give me, that's how I am.
What the fuck?
You know, okay, I think there are certain things about life, in as much like it influences you, but you should be like flexible to change, because there are things about you can change to become better. You don't blame not keeping time on that's how I am.
That's rubbish.
Or like, because I'm a Scorpio. Because I'm God. You blame it on your
horoscope.
You know us.
Virgos are usually like that.
Ownership is important.
Accountability.
Absolutely.
Take responsibility. Sometimes I'm like, even apologies, because sometimes you agree with someone you're supposed, they don't even communicate. Just even that text. If you are not picking up, text me. If I am not, at least communicate something. But if you just go quiet and just like, you are how am I supposed to know? We are different. We are not the same.
I'm not a psychic.
Exactly. Your mind. Fucking speak. Open your mouth. The fuck? You're also bringing me to the point of self-awareness. I think it's very, very important to know yourself when you're going into a relationship. So my question for you two is, have you identified parts of yourself that could be problematic for your potential partners in future? Ooh, do tell. I'll start. Let me start. I know I have a huge God complex where I think my opinion is the right one, my style is the right one, and I'm right. Shut up, I'm the one who is right. So it affects a lot whereby you're speaking, but I've already made up my mind. I'm just giving you room to speak, but I know what we will do. I've already made up my mind.
That's problematic.
It is very problematic. Most of the time I'm usually right, just to put that clear. It's just that now, sometimes I don't allow room for change of opinion, because my mind already said this is what you're gonna do,
and I'm right and this. But
is it the same thing when I say like it's the same like I just want things to always go my way?
Yeah.
Like,
true.
It's my same. My way is the final way.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. if like in as much as we are different and what, but at the end of the day, you should accommodate my way, and then we are good. So that is also another weakness I think I have, because I think I expect like in as much. But in as much as we are different, you have your own opinion, individuality. But
my opinion,
overrules everything.
So how are you dealing with that, though?
I've realized like I should. Lately, I'm realizing like I'm not always right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm wrong. Yeah. And I should just learn to accommodate.
Just learn to.
And people, I've realized like people are different and people are diverse.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of diversity out here, and I'm becoming more tolerant.
Mm.
And I'm just not like, it's always just my way. Sometimes I have to compromise.
Yeah. For me, one of my good friends, hi Kadiam, told me that I have this manual on how things should work. Because I'm very systematic. Growing up, I'm very systematic in terms of how should you talk, how should you reply. So I'm very systematic. And there's this Papushka Bible that I expect everyone around me to follow. And not everyone subscribed to this Papushka Bible. So it's important for me to acknowledge that, yes, this is how I want things to work. But how do you want things to work? What's ideal for you? And then you can meet and find the best way forward. So it's also just almost similar to yours, yeah. But it's just now acknowledging that you're not always right. And even if you're right, we don't always have to follow your way.
My way.
What's your toxic?
And there are also so many ways to solve a problem. Like, you know, there's like if it's a mathematic, the problem is the way we are structured. Like, you know, in the way the system is, like where we come from, the two of us, it's like, the teacher's way is always the right.
Absolutely.
So even if you have another way, which is shortcut to solving
this
problem,
the teacher's
we are not
right.
going that way. Yeah. My way, the way I've said it, it's final. So that's how we tend to, we are raised up and we live like the way we know things, that's how it's supposed
to
go.
Be.
And that's how it's supposed to go. But sometimes people might have different opinions or different solutions to the problem, and we just have to accept.
Yeah, I think mine would be, sometimes I'm just heartless. Yeah, like sometimes I'm like you know what, I'm just going to remove every feeling. Like I'm just like straight up an asshole. Like sometimes sometimes like someone is talking something they are passionate about, and I'm look at them, I'm like, you know what?
What are you saying?
Sometimes I'm like I just choose to be an asshole, you know, and it's I think it's because like I said, like as a young person, like I experienced a great loss and how I grew up, you know. So it kind of molded me into someone who
don't give a fuck, yeah,
you know. So sometimes I'm like, I don't give a fuck, you know. As much as you love it, I don't care, you know.
Are you the type of partner who will tell your partner that, oh, your music is horrible, the lyrics are horrible?
Oh my God, me, I tell you straight up.
Mm.
Because me, one thing I value the most is honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you can be my enemy and you can sit on the same table. As long as I know what you want.
You want me dead?
Mm. Yeah. As long you want me dead, okay, I know that, but we can sit on the same table. As long as you are upfront with me.
Mm.
I don't like, you know, okay, I'm your friend, but
I hear things.
Silence, you are stabbing me in the back. So me, I give you straight up answers. Like, I don't like to sugarcoat. Like, I tell you, if you, like, for example, if you visit me and you search a song, and you're like, okay, put this song, I love it. I'm like, this song is so bad, I can't play it.
It's horrible. Like,
yeah, sometimes I even refuse. You know, I don't want you to play this song on my TV.
So I also feel like I'm that type of a person. Like sometimes I also I'm bluntly honest. So I usually tend to express myself and tell people how I feel. And I've realized when you come out as very honest and you're very comfortable with yourself and you tell people the way you feel, it comes out to people like being rude.
I know. Yes.
Like you're rude.
Yes.
But you're just being you.
I know.
And expressing your opinions. Some people might think, even I don't care if I have this, like, how do I put it? I don't care attitude.
I know.
But it's not like I don't care, but I'm just being honest and straightforward with you, and this is how I feel about this.
And sometimes,
and I'm not being rude.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even a mechanism to like to shield yourself.
Mm.
Because me, I'm a nonchalant person. Like nothing stresses me, you know. Like I have that ability to like, okay, I know it's a high stakes things.
But you ain't gonna be stressed.
But
by
me,
that
I'm going to be the nonchalant person. I'm going to be stress free. Like, you know, sometimes we have these meetings at work and people are like everywhere. You see someone
tension,
you know,
blah blah blah.
You know, you see smoke coming out of their ears, and they look at me. I'm like, I look like someone sick on the beach. I'm like this, and they're like, eh, why are you like this? Eh? You see, I'm like, you know what? Stressing won't help you. You know, just chill. You know,
Do what
as
you can. If you can't do anything,
as long as you're confident in yourself, in your ability. Like, I have this cousin of mine. She's very young. She's like 12. She once straight up asked me like, why are you like what he was saying like, why are you rude? You know, why are you like, why do you say, why don't you care?
Excuse me, guys.
Yeah. And I was like, it's not that I don't care. I care. Like, actually, do experiment. Most people who are like, oh no, in China, I don't give a fuck. They're the ones who care the most.
A
lot, you know. So I told her, you know what? It's not that I don't care. It's just I'm confident with myself. I know what I want, so I'm not afraid to tell you that I don't want this. So, you know. So me, I'm not that person who wants to test every.
You know what you want, how you want it, when you want it. You're
me,
very clear.
Me, like, I can meet a group of 10 people.
Mm.
And among the 10 people, I only see 2 people I can be friends with.
Mm.
And I'll just choose those. And I'll be as open as a door to those people. And the other 8, I'll be like a forest.
You know,
I'll not move.
It brings me to this point. We had discussion with Pops the other day about it. Because they were like, at first when we met with Pops, I felt like we are not that close
As we should be.
As we should be. But I think it's just that we never got to understood each other and how we are.
Yeah.
Because I'm that one type of a person. We can even hang out today. Then tomorrow.
Yeah.
I am so quiet.
I know.
And
yeah.
It's not like we have a very bad blood or what. I'm just like, when I have something, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
that's just me, the way I am.
It's just the mood.
And when we talk, we really talk like nothing really ever happened. Or when we meet, the vibes are still okay and everything. But I don't feel like we should always be, because I'm like,
no.
Hey, what are we saying?
Like, we don't have that much talk about every day.
Every day.
Because as also me, like, the way I am, like, I get misunderstood a lot.
Mm.
You know, people, you know, no shit, but Rwandese, they are very emotional, if I can say. Like, they like to be treated as eggs, you
special,
know.
Special, yeah.
Don't drop them, they will break.
Mm.
And me, I came as I'm a wrecking ball.
Mm.
I don't care what.
Crushing the crates of eggs.
I don't care what you are feeling today. Mm. If I woke up on the wrong side of the bed,
I'm
giving shit
to
everybody. Like, you talk to me, I'm like, bitch, shut up. I didn't wake up very good today, so
just
don't
get
mess
the fuck
with me,
out.
Mm. You know, so like they are always, so sometimes I get misunderstood, like, you know, why don't you like take into consideration of our feelings, whatever. And I'm like, you, as long, I don't have to take into consideration of your feelings. It's your job to do that.
Mm.
You know? Just know that people are different, and that's another thing people don't understand. People expect you to be as they are. It's not possible. Everyone is different in their way, you know. Some people are just like that, you know. They don't want you to abuse their affection, so they limit it, you know. They give it in portions. They give me, like, I remember a few years ago, like, they asked me, like, we were at a family meeting, and they were like, why don't you show love? Because me, I told you guys, I grew up as we were 4 kids at home, and I was like the one who were like, you know,
the ugly duckling.
Yeah, the black sheep.
Yes.
You know, I won't give you my love.
I need a drink for that.
You know,
take a
like,
shot.
I was like the ones they singled out, like, you know, you don't love anyone. Even to this day, my father sits and says, like, this one doesn't love anybody. If you think he loves, if you think he loves you, then you are fool, you are a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not like that. And they one at that family meeting, they were like, why don't you like love anybody or whatever, something like that. And my honest answer was, I told them, you know what, you guys, it's not that I don't love you. I love you very much. But I have to limit my affection, because if I give it, me, I love
wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I give you my all. So I feel like if I give you my all, mixed with that fear of losing you, or you know, you won't take it as,
makes a lot of sense.
You won't take it as I perceive it, you know, like if you know, like you have some, that's something like you love and cherish, then you greet somebody, they treat it like trash. So mixed with all that, I'm like, you know, you guys, I only show you my love when you deserve it.
You know? Makes sense.
When it matters the most, you will see that I care.
Okay. Yeah. In the interest of time, I'd like to hear your parting shots in terms of, what are you looking forward to in your future relationships?
I think right now, if I'm to date someone, like, the person has to really like understand that I am different, I am who I am, and they really have to accept me for who I am.
Yeah.
And we just really have to get to understand each other, start having honest conversations, like, because at this era, I'm also, you know, there's also something that I usually feel that people should understand. At this age and era, the level, as we were saying, we should have individualities.
Yeah,
like,
true.
My life is not going to be entirely dependent on you, and your life is not going to be entirely. So you should also understand me and also give me my personal space and free space.
True.
The level of trust, like, you have to trust. Because I'm putting my effort, and I'm at the time where I feel like if I'm decided to date someone, I'm really investing in this.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at long term. I'm not just here. Because if I want to have fun, I will just tell you it's all about fun. But if I want to date you, this is something that we should like have a long term conversation with. But like
about.
We should be about. But just know that there is a lot of diversity. People are different. Sometimes you have to compromise and accommodate other things, because we don't get perception of what we have. We usually don't get
perception versus reality.
Yes, people have also their weaknesses and what. So, because in as much as you like me, I look the way I look, and I have also my weaknesses, and I come as a package. Accept the whole package.
Yeah.
The moment you accept me for who I am and you accept the whole package is when we can work out. But if you want me to change me, because I'm also, as Swahili and say, msamaki mkuji angali mbichi, mimi nilisha pita mbichi. I'm above that mbichi right now.
Yeah,
so you just have to take me, yes, as the way I am, and accept that I come like, G comes like this, and this is who G is, and then things will just be okay.
Absolutely. God.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I am ready to meet the love of my life.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, yeah.
Glory.
In fact, I want to be taken out of the streets.
Yeah.
I'm tired of
the streets.
The streets
are filthy.
Yeah.
No,
they are crowded.
Yeah, I know. But me, it's like, I want that fairy tale kind of love. Like, I want to, I have nothing against open relationships, but I love monogamous relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so ready to meet the love of my life, like that one person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And I just want to fall in love, like hopelessly fall in love, you know, do all these crazy things, you know, just, I want to give my heart to somebody. And,
oh, yes, me too, baby.
And just let them take it away, and you know, and I think along the way, I just want to people to like, you know me, I just for you guys, I like, I care a lot. But just because when those people who know that they care a lot, they sometimes like, I don't give a fuck, because they know some people are going to abuse that.
Not everybody deserves the care.
Yeah, because there is this quote I read, like, if you are a giver, know your limits.
Mm-hmm.
Because the receivers don't have any.
Yes. Absolutely. We receive anything.
So, I don't know you guys, but God is ready to meet the goddess. So
I am a strong believer of love at first sight. I have felt in love at first sight. And I just want that moment you go somewhere and look at someone and you're like, oh God, your heart is beating fast. Blood, you're shaking, you're shivering.
Your butterflies in your stomach. It's just taking control. I'm
ready. Like, God, I am ready. And I'm looking for a partner who is independent. They have their own shit together. They are not insecure, because I'm also brutally honest when I love you. And they love sex. I'm looking for a partner who loves sex. If you're listening, to sex is a big part of relationships for
me. Very, very big. No, it's not even for you, Papi. It's for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Definitely you can't date someone whose their sex is just pathetic. Don't work.
Like, how the fuck?
Be creative. Yeah. Be fun. Mm-hmm. Bring something to the table.
Gigolo.
Make something interesting.
Some vavavu.
I am mad out there, but you give me proper sex until I'm like, hey, this one I can't leave.
You're like,
so toxic. Make it toxic.
Yeah.
I think I also like some level of toxicity. I think that's also another red flags. I like some toxicities.
Okay.
No.
Don't you like some toxic aspects of people?
No, me.
I like some disagreeable aspects. Yeah. I don't want to call it toxic. But just some small. Why are you perfect?
Give me stress. At least make me worry sometimes.
Mm-hmm. One thing I will never tolerate is violence.
Yeah.
The moment violence enters the conversation,
you're out of
mouth.
The door.
I've already flown away.
Mm.
So, and about sex, come on, guys, sex is a big thing. You know, as much as you want to
pretend,
want the romance, the little things, you know, being in love and whatever, but also don't forget about the flesh. The flesh needs its pleasure.
Absolutely, baby. Oops,
so,
preach.
Let me tell you, if I'm into you and as much as I want to love you and everything, I also want to devour you. So,
eat that shit, baby.
Oh yes.
Anyway, guys, in the interest of time, I'm sorry, I'll have to cut it short there.
We need to hit the curve.
Yeah. Not you spilling our beans. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening to Sexplore with Papushka. I've been your host. This has been G. This has been God. And see you when you see me. Bye.
Bye.
Toulouse. Mulatto, here we come, baby.